I'm, you know, so grateful that the piano exists in the world of music. I can't say how profound it's been in my life. The fact that my mother was a pianist and we had this baby grand in our house, and boy, did I go to that daily all my life. And even when I finally started going to work in my professional life, the first thing I had to do was not get a better cello, but to figure out how to, not to buy a regular piano, but to buy some kind of baby grand, because that I needed to go to that every day. That was my place of really relaxing into my beauty. The cello was great every day, but the piano, it's so amazing that you can just let gravity pull your fingers onto the piano and it gives you so much. I mean, what instrument does that? I mean, that instrument is such a miracle. So it just plays itself. It should be in the category of the easiest instruments to play. It's a sound-making instrument. It's like 88 gongs, you know, it's just 88 gongs, or it's 88 drums, as we know, because it's a percussion instrument. And when you hold the sostenuto pedal down, or sustaining pedal, the farthest right pedal, it becomes all these amazing bells. And I mean, it's the imagination of a child, like I did. You know, you press down some keys and you hear them going off into the distance. I mean, anybody's who loves the words "once upon a time," that's what that is. It's you push it down, it's once upon time, and it's pianos ringing, and then you can play colors like Debussy and Ravel. I mean, colors like a painter. Piano came out of that experience of wondering how to create a way in which someone could play beautifully at the piano without any problem. And of course, I had learned a lot about Tai Chi, and that gathering of the energy from behind on one side, and it came natural after I experienced Tai Chi to one day say that in class. That just came simply out of me one day, because I'd been doing Tai Chi, and I said, well, let's do the Tai Chi piano. And isn't it beautiful that that really works? I like to do more of a think tank on it, you know, because I think if people have more intention in the preparation, you have intention, your breath is in the finger, the, you know, I'm pointing up in the air now, my finger's coming down at the piano. If you let your full mind, heart come to the piano and you don't just choose any note, you let your whole heart, mind choose where you're going to end up. I'm a great believer that there's something magical about we geniuses in a way, that we'll pick a note that will be so great, and then you go to the other side of the body and pick another note. This great mystery of life is so much in that game of just coming through the air down to the piano, play one pitch and it rings, and then another pitch. As we were talking about one quality sound, now you're listening to that sound. As Clint has said, if you're listening to it going away, so you're finally experiencing that, oh, I made that sound, listen to it go away. And now here comes another thing through the air, and you pick another pitch. Is it higher or lower? Where do you want it? Each of us are born to be composers. We're composers by nature to make it up. If we would get out of the negative tape loops that the piano is only for chosen people who practice so many hours a day, that's so much caca. It's just ridiculous, you know. Nobody does that to other categories of instruments. You don't do it to drums, only to the instruments that we put in a class as difficult. Actually, there's no difficult instruments. It is what it is, right? And then it can make sound. Same as a cello. You can almost Tai Chi cello, you know, by just gracefully pulling the open strings of the cello and let them ring. Yeah, Tai Chi piano is a good one. I think it's always worked.
Then somebody plays a melody over that. That's where the magic happens, because then they really understand that this sounds beautiful all by themselves. But I'm now playing with another person, and it sounds fabulous. And I really can make this beautiful sounds with somebody else right now.
And it incorporates all the music for people qualities, you know, mm-hmm. one quality sound after another quality sound, that's all.
Right.
And then it also always was a game in which the experienced player got to play with the novice, because right. I'd always try to choose somebody who had never played the right. piano or felt they couldn't, and then you have an experienced player, they get to soar their beautiful sounds over that. Mm-hmm. And wow, that's a wonderful experience from both parties, you know.
Right.
So it's one of those things that humanizes the music making, mm-hmm. which we're trying to do, so that the professional can play with the novice and find that they both can contribute. Now that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is. Now I've actually adapted this Tai Chi piano to the experienced and advanced pianist in some of the classes that I've done. The idea is to take all that facility that they already have and use it in that movement. So as they're coming down with the hand, it doesn't necessarily end up as being one pitch, but maybe a flourish or two or three or four pitches in a row, but it has that quality of grace and flow and a certain kind of intention to take them a little bit away from the mechanical aspect of playing the piano, to get out of that routine and approach it from a different place, but still use all that wonderful facility that's there in this graceful way. And some beautiful things have happened when these advanced pianists try the Tai Chi piano in this way.
Gee, I just had all kinds of beautiful images of you doing this kind mm-hmm. of work. I mean, I think it'd be a sensational workshop for piano. It's almost like impressionistic piano, you know, where you're painting, you know, you're touching, letting mm-hmm. the sound be a color rather than a note by note by note. It's a color and then another color over here. And mm-hmm. it's like a painting, like the impressionists would talk about. But I love that right. idea. Wow, that's beautiful. There's also a certain reverence when we do that kind of music. It's, you know, I always say that Tai Chi is a slow movement. Mm-hmm. And so this will be slow motion movement, but mm-hmm. it tunes people into a certain kind of flow of music, which when one finally gets how exciting that is, wow, I think everything changes in music when someone finally gets that, oh, I see what's happening in this slow motion movement. It's not boring at all. It's full of unbelievable weight and density. And I just think it's one of the keys to become a more profound listener in a way, you know, enjoying the nature of music. I've never heard one music for people improvisation that isn't just always, to me, fascinating from the get-go. What now? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And when people stay in the game and mm-hmm. know how to use silence and or they love using silence, oh my gosh, well, you know, we just hear unbelievable things. Mm-hmm.